Soon, Alaskan travelers won't have to fly nearly around the world to get to the other side of the Bering Strait. A Russian airline company is planning to launch direct flights between Anchorage and the Russian Far East for the summer season. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
Mark Dudley is North America Regional Director for Interpacific Aviation and Marketing. He says Yakutia Air has scheduled flights from Anchorage to Petropavlovsk-Kamchatsky beginning in July. Dudley says Kamchatka gets an estimated 50 to 100,000 visitors per year, far fewer than the 1.5 million who visit Alaska annually. So he says the area doesn't have the range of hotels, tourist attractions, and visitor services Alaska offers.
Kamchatka is probably a lot like Alaska was maybe 50 or 75 years ago.
But he says the vendors who are there provide good service.
They're very enthusiastic. There's a lot of operators there. There are hotels. The regional administration in Kamchatka has an entire office dedicated to encouraging tourism and sports exchanges. They have tourism year-round. They're well known for their winter sports.
The Kamchatka Peninsula has varied terrain with glaciers, volcanoes, hot springs, geysers, and wildlife and wilderness, Dudley says, are a huge draw.
Kamchatka is world-renowned for its fly fishing. Don't mean to cast aspersions on Alaska, where I know it's also amazing, but I hear wonderful tales coming out of Kamchatka about the great rainbow trout fishing, salmon fishing. There's just thousands of miles of rivers that are virtually untouched. So it's an area that holds kind of a mystique within the fly fishing public.
Dudley says his understanding is that airlines traveling between the Russian Far East and Alaska years ago dropped those routes for internal reasons, not because of a lack of business.
I see so much interest in the region from a variety of areas. I mean, not just fishermen, but geologists and other scientists, people in business, Alaskans who want to renew ties to the region that they started developing years ago, that I really think it's a very robust market, not one that's just going to be built on tourism.
According to internet search engines, one-way flights from Anchorage to Vladivostok, which is also located on the Kamchatka Peninsula, now take from 22 to 42 hours.
I just spoke to a gentleman from Alaska this morning, and he said he flies all the way around the world to get there. He's originally from the region, and it's not an easy place to get to, and I know of several people in that position. It's also possible to fly through Asia, through Japan, connect to Vladivostok and fly up. But until now, there has been no easy way to do it. It involves flying to Moscow, overnighting there, several very long flights. So with these flights, it'll, of course, be just 4.5 hours away.
Dudley says tickets are available at the website airrussia.us for $2,600 round trip. The seasonal weekly Thursday flights start on July 12th and will end September 13th. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.